Page 56, measure number 24-399. City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. City of Salem Police Facility General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the city issue up to $82,088,000 in general obligation bonds for a new police facility? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would finance a police facility and other capital costs. This measure would provide funds to acquire a site located generally at the 700 block of Commercial Street Northeast in Central Salem, site preparation and construction, furnishing and equipping of a police facility approximately 148,000 square feet in size, and associated on-site parking. Provide space for a city 911 call center serving multiple agencies in the region. Make adjacent street improvements. Any funds remaining would be used to fund improvements to the Salem Civic Center, such as renovations to the spaces vacated by the police department upon its move to the new police facility. Bonds may be issued in one or more series, and each series would mature in 31 years or less from its issuance date. It is estimated that the fiscal year 2017-2018 proposed tax would result in a rate of 36 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds would be $72 per year or $6 per month. Explanatory statement. The City of Salem is proposing to develop a new facility for the Salem Police Department, police facility, through the issuance of general obligation bonds to be approved by City of Salem voters. The estimated cost of the project is $82,088,000. If the bond measure is approved by the voters, the police facility would be constructed on a currently vacated site, approximately 3.49 acres in size, located generally at the 700 block of Commercial Street, Southeast, near downtown Salem. The police facility would be approximately 148,000 square feet in size and would provide a central location for the Salem Police Department's administration, officers, and staff. The police facility would contain a community meeting space and be home to the Willamette Valley Communications Center, a.k.a. 911 Dispatch Center, which is a city 911 dispatch center serving Salem and approximately 27 other regional public safety organizations. The police facility would consolidate all police programming in a central location, will be constructed to current building code and seismic standards, and is anticipated to meet the police space and programming needs for approximately 40 years. The police facility is estimated to cost $82,088,000 and would be funded by general obligation bonds approved by Salem voters. Any funds remaining after payment for development of the police facility and related bond costs would be used to fund improvements to the Salem Civic Center, such as renovations to the spaces vacated by the police department upon its move to the new police facility. It is estimated that the fiscal year 2017-2018 city tax rate for the bonds would be 36 cents per $1,000 of assessed value if the bond measure is approved by voters. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds for fiscal year 2017-2018 would be $72 per year or $6 per month. Because other city general obligation bond taxes are decreasing, the anticipated combined city general obligation levy would be approximately $1.25 per $1,000 assessed value, increasing only 24 cents more than current combined levy of $1.01. The future levy rate attributable to the police facility bond measure will vary due to changes in assessed value and city's strategy to level the combined general obligation tax rate. If approved, the bonds for the police facility would be issued in one or more series that would mature in 31 years or less. Amber Matheson, City Recorder, Elections Officer, City of Salem. Page 57. Argument in favor of 24-399. Retired Salem police officer, yes on 24-399. I worked as a police officer for the city of Salem for more than 25 years, and I can tell you that the proposed upgrades in the proposed new police facility are necessary to catch up with Salem's growth and consolidate police services that have become spread throughout the city. For these reasons and others, I recommend a yes vote on Measure 24-399. The current police station in the Civic Center is simply too small. That location was chosen and constructed in 1972 when our operations were much smaller and when we only had to serve half of the population that today's officers do. In 1972, we had 108 officers and 48 civilian employees for a city of less than 75,000 residents. This Civic Center met our needs for a few years, but there was never any consideration of the future growth of Salem and the police department. Today, we have 187 sworn officers and 118 civilian staff for a city of nearly 160,000 residents. The time has come to move police operations to a new building that meets today's professional and safety standards, not those from 1972. A larger station, like the one proposed in Measure 24-399, means that the police operations that have become spread out around Salem can now be centralized all within one station. Successful law enforcement is the result of a uniform effort from all departments, from dispatchers to officers on the ground. To create the best environment for police to perform their sworn duty, all operations should be moved into one building. I urge all voters to vote yes on Measure 24-399 because it will improve the performance of our policemen and women, which will benefit our community greatly. Gerald Thompson, retired, Salem Police Department. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 57, another argument in favor. Salem Police Foundation supports Measure 24-399. It is time for Salem to modernize and upgrade its police facility to meet our public safety needs for the next 40 years. The current police facility is too small to house the city's 187 sworn police officers, the 118 civilian employees, and the 110 volunteers that keep us safe 24/7. What will passage of Measure 24-399 do? Prepare our community for natural disasters. The existing police facility doesn't meet seismic requirements to ensure that public safety operations can continue after a natural disaster such as an earthquake. The new police facility will allow all public safety functions to remain operational during a natural disaster. A 911 dispatch center would also be located on site and would be secure during emergency situations to ensure first responders are dispatched and ready to meet our community's safety needs. Protect our police and crime victims. The current police facility does not meet accepted security standards for officers, civilian employees, volunteers, and police vehicles. The measure provides improved safety features that will protect our police officers and staff. Due to size constraints at the current facility, there is also not adequate separation between accused criminals and their victims. This measure will fix this. Reduce costs. Critical police functions, including the crime lab and the 911 dispatch center, are currently housed off-site in space leased by the city. Moving all police operations into a new facility will save the city over $500,000 per year in leasing costs. Cost savings could be used for expanded police services. Measure 24-399 provides critical resources for a new police facility that will ensure our public safety remains operational in the event of a natural disaster. It also provides critical safety improvements for police officers, police staff, and crime victims. Vote yes on Measure 24-399. www.keepsalemsafe.com. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 58. Another argument in favor. Spouses of Salem officers, please support 24-399. Every day we know when our husband's shifts are scheduled to end, and every day we breathe the sigh of relief when they come home. They have dedicated their lives to protecting our families and our neighbors. They chose this career because they believe it is important to make sure our families and your family live in a safe community, even if that means they will encounter and face very dangerous situations. It is so important that Salem voters approve Measure 24-399. It will help keep our officers safe. The current police station at the Salem Civic Center is inadequate to protect our husbands, their colleagues, or our community in the event of a natural disaster. A new police station would keep our officers and staff safe and keep our public safety operations intact in the event of a natural disaster. The current police building was constructed over 40 years ago when Salem was much smaller and police needs were far less. It is time for Salem to upgrade its police station to protect our law enforcement and public safety professionals. But for us and our families, what is most important about the new police station is the improved safety features that will better protect our officers and staff. Our current station does not meet accepted security standards for officers, staff, and volunteers. The new proposed station will meet all current safety standards to better protect our husbands and their colleagues while at work. Please support Measure 24-399 and the men and women who put themselves in harm's way to protect us. This measure provides the safety upgrades needed to do their jobs and help them return home to their families. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-399. Amy Ramirez and Christy Ditto. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 58, another argument in favor. Marion County District Attorney supports 24-399. Vote yes on Measure 24-399. It's critical we build a new facility for our Salem police operations. As District Attorney who serves the city of Salem and its residents, I know firsthand that our abilities are seriously limited by our current police station. To give you an idea of our current situation, the facility that the Salem Police Department operates in today was built over 40 years ago in 1972. At the time, the population was half of what it is today, and our police force was much smaller. Space constraints are problematic for several reasons, including the safety of our officers and staff working in the station, the safety of the public and crime victims, and ability to maintain emergency services during a natural disaster. In the event of a natural disaster, our current location may be very well compromised. Located on the ground floor of the Salem Civic Center, it does not meet seismic requirements that would allow us to maintain safety services in the event of a natural disaster like an earthquake. The facility proposed in Measure 24-399 will withstand a natural disaster and allow us to protect our citizens when they need it most. Please vote yes on Measure 24-399. Our police officers put their lives and personal safety at risk to protect us and our city. It's critical that we support our officers and public safety staff by providing them the working environment they need to do their jobs safely and effectively. Walt Beglau, Marion County District Attorney. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 59, continuing with arguments in favor. Measure 24-399 is important for crime victims. On New Year's Day nearly 6 years ago, I went for a walk on Riverfront Park along the beautiful Willamette River. I will never forget the footsteps I heard behind me and the attack that followed. A man grabbed me by the neck and dragged me down an embankment, holding me at knife point. As my attacker was dragging me, he froze for a moment, at which time three brave young men heard my cries. The young men rushed down the embankment and came to my aid. They reassured me while calling 911. Salem police officers quickly arrived and apprehended my attacker. I'm sharing my story with you because I believe it is so important that we support crime victims and do everything we can to protect them. A new police facility and a yes vote on Measure 24-399 will support crime victims in our community. One of the features of the new proposed police facility is that its finally large enough to include separate space so crime victims don't have to fear coming into contact with their attacker. Due to size constraints, Salem's current facility does not have adequate separation between accused criminals and victims. Dealing with the fear and emotions after being attacked is hard enough without the added concern of coming into contact with your attacker once again at the police station. Since the day I was attacked, I have dedicated my life to helping other crime victims. Please vote yes on Measure 24-399. It's a big step forward in supporting crime victims in our community. Mary Lucas. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in favor on page 59. A message from Salem Mayor Anna Peterson. Yes on 24-399. Please join me in voting yes on Measure 24-399. Salem is in great need of a new police facility that can meet our public safety needs now and into the future. Most importantly, the new proposed police facility will ensure that our public safety operations are protected and operational in the event of a natural disaster. Our current facility does not meet seismic requirements, which would result in the inability for officers to respond in the event of an earthquake. We must make certain that our public safety operations are protected when they are needed most. The new proposed police facility will also ensure the safety of our police officers and police staff. Our current station does not meet current security standards for officers, civilian staff, and volunteers. We need a police facility that is big enough, safe enough, and modern enough to meet the needs of our police officers and our growing community. As you may know, the current police facility is packed into the ground floor of the Salem Civic Center. It is too small for our 187 police officers and 118 civilians who work there. In fact, several critical police operations, including the crime lab and 911 call center, are housed off-site in other locations due to the lack of space. Measure 24-399 will fix this, and by consolidating all public safety operations under one roof, the city of Salem will save $500,000 per year in leasing costs. The bottom line is that our police officers put their lives on the line to protect us and keep our city safe. We owe it to them and ourselves to build a police facility that will maximize their ability to safely do their jobs when they are needed most. Measure 24-399 accomplishes this goal in a fiscally responsible manner. Please vote yes on Measure 24-399, Anna Peterson, Mayor. This information is furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 60, continuing with the arguments in favor, Salem City Councilors unanimously support 24-399. The Salem City Council voted unanimously to support Measure 24-399 and give Salem voters a chance to approve a new police facility. The measure would move Salem's police headquarters out of the Salem Civic Center and into a new facility north of downtown on the former O'Brien Auto Group site located off Commercial Street Northeast. We support Measure 24-399 because we agree that 1. The current police facility is unsafe in the event of an earthquake. The new proposed police facility would meet all seismic standards and allow all public safety functions to remain operational in the event of an earthquake. 2. Due to size constraints, our current police facility and 911 call center do not meet current safety standards for our police officers, our staff, and crime victims. The new proposed police facility would incorporate up-to-date safety features to keep our officers and staff safe at work and keep crime victims safe and separated from accused criminals. 3. Anything less than the current proposal would be a band-aid solution that would require voters to approve yet another bond. Measure 24-399 is a long-term solution to our community's growing public safety needs. 4. We need to build a police facility that can consolidate key public safety functions into one seismically safe building that will make Salem's police operations more efficient and meet Salem's public safety needs for the next 40 years. For these reasons, the Salem City Council unanimously supports Measure 24-399 and asks for your support. Chuck Bennett, City Councilor, Tom Anderson, City Councilor, Brad Nenke, City Councilor, Steve McCoyd, City Councilor, Diana Dickey, City Councilor, Daniel Benjamin, City Councilor, Warren Bednarz, City Councilor, Jim Lewis, City Councilor. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 60 with another argument in favor. Downtown business, yes, on Measure 24-399. As a downtown business owner who has worked closely with Salem Police for years, it is important to me and my business that we provide officers with the tools and resources they need to effectively do their jobs. Measure 24-399 does that. This measure makes real financial and practical sense. Measure 24-399 saves the city of Salem money while generating new revenue. It is also the most cost-effective proposal to meet our city's public safety needs. Currently, the Salem Police Station is at capacity. Many critical police functions are housed throughout the city where the city must pay leasing costs. Measure 24-399 consolidates all police operations under one roof and will save the city over $500,000 per year in operating and leasing costs. These savings could be redirected to expand police services. One vital operation that will be housed within the proposed new police facility is emergency 911 dispatch. The new call center would serve 27 other agencies, enabling the City of Salem to collect revenue for rent and operations from these agencies. Simply remodeling or expanding the current station is much more costly in the long run, as the expansion would only accommodate police operations for a few more years into the future. Measure 24-399 creates a new facility that will meet Salem's public safety needs for the next 40 years. Instead of remaining in an inadequate facility, Measure 24-399 will allow our police officers to operate more safely and efficiently, and it does so in a way that saves our city money and generates new revenues. It is a fiscally responsible long-term proposal that respects taxpayers and supports our law enforcement professionals. I am voting yes on Measure 24-399, and I strongly encourage you to do the same. Knops, Jewelry, and Art. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 61. Here's another argument in favor. Salem Area Chamber of Commerce supports 24-399. The Salem Area Chamber of Commerce is a proud supporter of Measure 24-399. The new proposed police facility is necessary to support Salem's law enforcement. It is critical in improving Salem's public safety because it will better support the work provided by the dedicated officers we employ. Why this building? Why vote in favor of Measure 24-399? The new proposed police facility will enable all public safety functions to remain operational in the event of a natural disaster. Our current police facility does not meet seismic requirements, and our public safety operations may not continue after an earthquake. The new facility will also guarantee that our 911 dispatch services will remain secure in the event of a natural disaster. The new police facility will also improve communication and professionalism by consolidating all police operations, including the crime lab and the 911 call center, under one roof. This improvement makes great sense for taxpayers. It will save the city over $500,000 per year in operating and leasing costs. Currently, these critical police functions are housed off-site in space leased by the city. The $500,000 of savings per year could be redirected to other city priorities, including expanded police and public safety services. Finally, there is no way to cost-effectively remodel or expand the Salem Civic Center to provide the needed new space for police operations. The current police facility was constructed in 1972 when Salem's population and police needs were just a fraction of what they are today. The cramped facility was not designed for the city's 187 sworn police officers and 118 civilian staff. It is too small to meet the professional standards and safety needs of Salem's police officers who operate 24/7, 365. It's time for Salem to modernize and upgrade its police facility to meet our public safety needs into the future. Please vote yes on Measure 24-399. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 61, another argument in favor. Measure 24-399 makes good business sense. As a business owner in Salem, it's important to me that the city makes good financial decisions that respect taxpayers and make wise use of tax dollars. Measure 24-399 is a measure that taxpayers should feel good about. It makes wise sense of our tax dollars to meet our police and public safety needs for the next 40 years. Why is Measure 24-399 good for Salem taxpayers? Number one, it consolidates critical police and public safety operations into one building. This will save the city over $500,000 per year in leasing costs. These savings could potentially be used to expand public safety services. Two, the new 911 dispatch center will be utilized by dozens of other local agencies that will pay the city for rent and operations. Three, there is no way to cost-effectively remodel or expand the current police station in the Salem Civic Center. Any simple expansion of the current facility would be a temporary solution that would require voters to pass yet another bond levy for a new police facility in just a few short years. Number four, although the measure authorizes 36 cents per thousand to build the new police station, taxpayers will only see an increase of 24 cents per thousand. This is because expiring bond debt will cut the overall increase to taxpayers by nearly 33%. Measure 24-399 solves the problem of Salem's inadequate and unsafe police facility in a way that will meet Salem's public safety needs for the next 40 years in the most cost-effective manner for Salem businesses and taxpayers. Vote yes on 24-399. James C. Griggs. This information furnished by James L. Wilson, Keep Salem Safe Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 62, argument in opposition to 24-399, City of Salem. Five good reasons to vote no on the police facility bond. We urge you to vote no on Measure 24-399. Here's why. Number one, cost is too high. Not only is the proposed police facility considerably larger than what Salem needs, the $562 development cost per square foot is more than double the square foot cost of facilities built by the State Police and the Eugene Police Department. Two, size is too large. In 2014, the mayor and police chief said that a 75,000-square-foot police facility was the right size, offering room for 30 to 40 years of growth. But after Chicago consultants were hired, Salem taxpayers are now being asked to pay double for a supersized 148,000-square-foot facility. Number three, earthquake preparedness being ignored. The oversized $82 million 148,000-square-foot police facility has squeezed out funds for making critical life-saving seismic upgrades to the library and City Hall. So now plans have been shelved to save lives at City Hall and the library when, not if, the Big One Cascadia Subduction Zone earthquake hits. Number four, new 911 center, not necessary. The current 911 center is fine where it is in leased space for at least another 10 years. Also continuing to lease space for the 911 center saves money over the next 30 years compared to spending $11 million to build a new center. Number five, Salem has many other needs. Wasting tens of millions of dollars on an overpriced police facility means this money can't be used to meet other needs affordable housing, safe bike lanes, downtown vitalization, better parks, etc. Here's a bonus reason: lack of public involvement in this project from start to finish. After voters reject this bond measure, citizens can work with city officials on a better police facility plan. For more information, go to www.salemcandobetter.com. Brian Hines, Jeffrey James, Suzanne Kaltwasser, Jean Pfeiffer, Jim Specky, Carol Smith, and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines, Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. We're still on page 62. Here's another argument in opposition. Vote no on the overpriced $82 million police facility bond. I'm a Salem architect with over 50 years of experience. I know how to design buildings. Please vote no on Measure 24-399 so a better planned police facility can be built for much less money. The police department needs a new headquarters, but it should be 75,000 to 106,000 square feet in size, as a citizens task force on the police facility I served on recommended. Unfortunately, city officials hired a Chicago consulting firm that ignored this recommendation. The DLR group came up with a plan for a 148,000-square-foot building, double the size and double the cost. This oversized building will cost taxpayers $348 per square foot to construct. By comparison, the state police recently built a facility in Salem that cost only $150 per square foot using a tilt-up concrete construction method. An alternative procurement approach, like design-build, could also greatly reduce the construction cost. A city councilor applauded the wasteful 82,148,000 square foot plan, saying it is the full meal deal. This is why I urge you to vote no on it. City officials went along with every item on the Chicago consultant's extravagant wish list, a parking structure costing $26,000 per space rather than much less expensive surface parking, a new $11 million 911 center, disregarding a financial analysis that said continuing to lease space for the center will save money over the next 30 years. Also, Salem taxpayers would pay the whole construction bill, even though the 911 center serves many other jurisdictions. Adding space for double the number of new future officers than the Salem Police Department historically has added per year, so much of the square footage in the oversized $82 million building won't be needed. Salem can't afford wasteful government spending. Vote no on Measure 24-399. Jeffrey James and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines. Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 63. Another argument in opposition: vote no on Measure 24-399. There's a better solution. Last May, I ran to be your mayor. During my campaign, I talked with lots of people about this town's pressing unmet needs. We have a lot of them. That's why I'm urging you to vote no on the $82 million police facility bond. It takes away from our ability to tackle problems like affordable housing, homelessness, deferred maintenance on city buildings, safe sidewalks in neighborhoods and around schools, and safe bike paths. As a longtime Salem resident, business owner, and civic activist, I know that many unmet needs in this town are starving for attention. Yes, the police department needs a new building, but not a 148,000-square-foot facility that's twice as large as the $75,000-square-foot building the mayor and police chief were pushing just a few years ago. Chicago consultants were hired, and the police facility plan doubled in size and cost to what a city councilor has called the full meal deal. Architects are paid a percentage of construction costs, so the bigger the building, the bigger the architect's paycheck. Every single item on the consultant's wish list made its way into the $82 million bond measure proposal, a new $11 million 911 center, a very expensive parking structure, and empty space for future police officers who likely won't ever be added to the force. So it is morally unacceptable to me that taxpayer money be wasted on a supersized police facility that's much larger than what the police department needs and costs more than double per square foot what it should, when that money could be spent in better ways in our community. Vote no on the police facility bond measure. After it fails, citizens can work with city officials on a wiser plan, one that gives our police department what it needs, but not way more than what it needs. Carol Smith and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines, Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. We're still on page 63. Another argument in opposition. Save lives by voting no on the police facility bond. Salem City Hall and Library will collapse in the next devastating Cascadia subduction zone earthquake, the big one. People inside the buildings will die if nothing's done. In an October 18, 2013 Statesman Journal story, Linda Norris, the former city manager, spoke about City Hall. The way it is right now, city employees couldn't even be able to get out of the building alive, much less use the building. I'm urging a no vote on the $82 million police facility bond because it doesn't include funds for making the library and City Hall earthquake safe, which engineering studies have shown are dangerously deficient. In 2014, the city of Salem planned to spend $80.5 million to build a 75,000-square-foot police facility and seismically strengthen the Civic Center buildings. But after Chicago consultants were hired, the size of the proposed police facility doubled to 148,000 square feet, squeezing out money for making the library and City Hall earthquake safe. It's senseless for city officials to want to move police department staff out of the Civic Center because it will collapse in an earthquake while leaving visitors and other employees unprotected. These officials had said that if the police department moves to a new seismically sound building, other City of Salem employees will move into the same dangerous space in City Hall that will be crushed under rubble when the next big one, earthquake, hits Oregon. This is outrageous. It is important to save the lives of police staff. It is equally important to save the lives of everybody at the Civic Center. Vote no on Measure 24-399. After it fails, citizens can demand a return to the City of Salem's original plan, a public safety bond that pays for a perfectly adequate 75,000-square-foot police facility and making the Civic Center earthquake safe. Brian Hines and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines, Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 64, argument in opposition. True sustainability releases funds for priorities. A Salem police relocation is needed. However, the proposed 148,000-foot proposed facility is neither sustainable nor responsible. In 2014, the city made multiple public presentations for 75,000 square feet. As approved by Chief Jerry, Internet Police Headquarters, Floor Summary, City of Salem, with upcoming electronic solutions, that is enough to last 30 years. A site, possibly not the current selection, should allow for 50% expansion, 150-year flooding, heliport, dog runs, etc., for speed and safety, on-ground parking, and a building footprint away from street danger. The neglected priority is the current condition of the Civic Center. Many areas are more dangerous, the Courthouse Square, without the big one. This makes its repair and seismic remediation more urgent than a new home for the police. The paradox is that the police removal is necessary for much of the work. Since 1972, the center has suffered rain intrusion. The facade of the stalagmites and stalactites being ground off does not erase the fact that when you look up, the visible brown streaks are from rusting rebar. What public servants have procrastinated for 40 years can be economically fixed. If this continues to be kicked down the road, it will either become unfixable or cost tens of millions more. As technical advisor for the economic remediation of the Courthouse Square, we saved the 273,000-square-foot building for $23 million, contrary to the Portland consultant's $60 million. The same needs to be done. Salem's similar state police facility costs $250 per square foot. 75,000 times that is $18.75 million. After adding for site, design, and furnishings, the cost will be well under $30 million. Engineer reports and Salem's own internal management agree that the remediation could be done for $20 million. Current extravagances need to be voted down. A bond for $50 million will give the citizens two for one, and in the long run, save potentially $60 million. Gene Pfeiffer, this information furnished by Gene Pfeiffer. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a message on page 64. Marion County Clerk Elections is located at Courthouse Square. Marion County Clerk Elections, Courthouse Square. Physical address, 555 Court Street, Northeast, Suite 2130, second floor, Salem, Oregon, 97301. All ballots for Marion County voters will be issued from the Marion County Clerk's office. Telephone 503-588-5041 or toll free 1-800-655-5383. Email elections@co.marion.or.us.